Pub Guide. How to survive the pub experience. Visiting a pub is an important part of any visit to the UK or Ireland. But pubs are complicated places with age-old traditions, timeless customs, and unwritten rules of conduct. Read on and pick up some useful tips on how to survive the pub experience. The first thing you need to know is how to get served at the bar. The big problem is that there's no queue. Most experts seem to agree that the best way to get served is to lean over the bar, to make eye contact with the bartender, to smile nicely and to wait patiently. Most bar staff will invariably serve people in the order in which they arrived at the bar. However, in busy times, or with a new bartender who hasn't seen the queue develop, they may say, "Who's next?" If this happens, you should point out if someone was there before you. Now you need to order your drinks. Rule number one is, decide what you all want before going to the bar. Don't get the bartender's attention, then spend 5 minutes choosing what to drink. Also, tell the bartender your order in full. Don't wait for each drink to be poured, then ask for the next one. This needlessly slows down the process. And if you're drinking Guinness, ask for the Guinness first, because it takes longer to pour and can be left to settle while the other drinks are made. If the pub is busy, don't order fancy cocktails or tea or coffee. Go to a tea or coffee shop for that. And never ask for a straw for your pint of beer, or they may escort you off the premises. Now it's time to pay for your drinks. In most pubs, you can pay for your drinks as soon as you receive them. Hand the money directly to the bartender. Don't hold out a handful of loose change and expect them to pluck the correct coins from your sweaty palm. Also, don't leave the money on the bar. Wet notes are horrible, and removing multiple coins from the top is time-consuming. Oh, and remember to say please and thank you. If you're in a group, you'll need to understand the rules of buying rounds. A round is a selection of drinks for everyone in the group you're with, not just your partner or special friends. Our top tip is, don't hang back. If you get your round in first, you'll be considered as friendly and generous. Also, the earlier you buy your round, the less chance you'll have of paying for one of those later crazy rounds, when everyone orders a triple Sambuca slammer. The cardinal rule is, never ever avoid buying your round, or you'll be known as a real miser from then on. Apart from that, keep loud talking and shouting to a minimum, and avoid getting into discussions or arguments with people who have obviously had one too many. If you knock over someone else's drink, offer to replace it. And if you bump into someone, always say sorry, even if it isn't your fault. Finally, before putting your money on the pool table, establish the local practices. And if you win against the locals, avoid any sort of triumphant gestures, such as thrusting your fist into the air, doing a celebratory leg kick, or shouting yes in a loud and obnoxious voice. Have fun.